In the Gospel today, which is for the feast of these holy saints and martyrs from the first and the fourth centuries, three of them are related, one was not at all, except by Christ. But it speaks about the centurion who came to Jesus, and Jesus told him, "Your son shall live." And then he found out that at the very same moment that Jesus said, "Your son shall live," the son was healed. And so the gospel of today ends with the words, "He and his whole household became believers, and then became followers of Christ." Well, this was already when Christ was still living on this earth before the ascension. And that applies to the saints of today. We have Saint Flavia Domitilla, who was from the Flavian dynasty of Roman emperors. She was related to several emperors, some of whom, even though they were pagans, St. Augustine was to say they were the sweetest of all the emperors. But that did not last long. When it was found that their relative, Flavia Domitilla, had become a Christian, immediately she was exiled and then martyred to an island. In the meantime, the two brothers, Nereus and Achilleus, who were in the centurions of the emperor and who served also Flavia Domitilla, they were converted. And they too were martyred a most horrible death, first by hooks and torches, and then they were beheaded. Now, the other one, St. Pancratius, he was a 14-year-old boy from a noble family in Phrygia who came to Rome to see and to find out more about the apostles, Peter and Paul and the others. Because already then, in the 4th century, Rome was a center of pilgrimage for Catholics everywhere. And so, in Rome, even though he already had some faith, he received the fullness of the faith, and then he was found out, and he was martyred. And so these four saints, though in some ways related, in some ways not, are celebrated together on this 12th day of May. So we pray to them, and of course we see so many things similar to this happening, and as we continue with these sacred mysteries, we give thanks to God for all the blessings that he has given to us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.